te balançou.
Your lessons well,
your lessons well. Every weekday evening, learn your lessons well. Learn your lessons well, learn your lessons well. Every weekday evening, learn your lessons well. Bring someone with you, bring someone with you. Every weekday evening, bring someone with you. Bring someone with you. Bring someone with you. Every weekday evening, bring someone with you.
to school next year, and I definitely heard about that, and I'm very excited for them. I hope they learn a lot, and I know they will. I know they're learning a lot at this age. It's incredible what they can learn, just as young as they are. We studied about God's Bible, or the children in the Bible, and they could tell me a lot about them, so keep on training them.
Privilege of teaching these four rambunctious first grade boys, Hugh, Josiah, and Kyler, and Hezekiah. We learned about Jesus, the work Jesus did when he was little, Jesus as a shepherd, also how much Jesus loves and cares for us, and lots of other things about Jesus. I think the first song we are singing pretty much sums our book up. When the storms of life hit, Jesus takes care of us.
The boat rocked, but Jesus took care of them. I love to think that the dear Lord once was a little boy like me, that he laughed and played in his Nazareth home, as happy could be, that he loved the brooks and the rocks and the hills and the sweet, sweet flowers of spring, and listened with joy when a little boy to the songs that the sweet birds sing. Who's the king of the jungle? Who's the king of the sea? Who's the king of the universe? And who's the king of me? I'll tell you, J-E-S-U-S. Yes, he is the king of me. He is the king of the universe, the jungle and the sea.
Work with your own hands.
We loved him because he first loved us.
Be not afraid. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Hear Christ calling, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. Hear Christ calling, come unto me.
Cast in the dead.
and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Thou shalt not covet anything that is thy neighbor's.
verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10.
I had the privilege of teaching the sixth graders this year, and we studied the life of Jesus.
Concealed himself in the branches. The other, seeing that he must be attacked, fell flat on the ground, and when the bear came up and felt him with the snout and smelt him all over, he held his breath and feigned the appearance of death as much as he could.
The bear soon left him, for it is said he will not touch a dead body. When he was quite gone, the other traveler descended from the tree and accosted his friend, Jocko, and inquired what it was the bear had whispered in his ear. He replied, he gave me this advice, never travel with a friend who deserts you at the approach of danger.
Misfortune tests the sincerity of friends.
Dear, holds my hand when I can't stand alone. It was a pleasure to teach this fine group of young people. We had a very good time. I learned a lot. And one of the first couple evenings, it was mentioned by one of them that they didn't feel like themselves. I guess they were a little subdued or something. But I think that changed at least some. Not to be for me to be unduly alarmed. We had a great time. And especially inspired by their enthusiasm to that this whole program be completely from memory. And they largely succeeded in that, and especially also they did a great job in working at their memory passages. So appreciate that zeal to memorize.
Our studies have been from the book of Acts. We focused especially on some of the early followers of Jesus: Peter, John, Stephen, Philip, and Cornelius and Barnabas were some of the examples. We looked at how the Holy Spirit gave them power and how the church grew and spread to other parts of the world. We want to learn from their examples and to be Christians of power and faith. We want to seek truth and to take more time in prayer and to tell the people we meet about Jesus.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world.
Followers of Jesus are loyal.
2 Timothy 1:12. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Followers of Jesus seek after truth.
2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Followers of Jesus worship God.
Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, whereby you must be saved.
Followers of Jesus pray.
Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
A follower of Jesus gives his best.
2 Corinthians 6:16. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Followers of Jesus are faithful.
Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever you do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men.
Lord, I call. daily to be holy. Oh, I need thee, yes, I plead thee, let me live to thy praise, let me walk in thy ways. Lay what thee has said to all rooms of Savior, pray and to Espiritu to
need of it. Peter lent a boat to save him from the press. Martha lent her home with busy kindliness. One man lent a colt, another lent a room. Some threw down their garments, and Joseph lent a tomb. Simon lent his strength, the cruel cross to bear. Mary brought her spices, his body to prepare. What have I to lend? No house, no boat, no lands. Dwell, Lord, within my heart. I put it in thy hands.
The light of mine,
that's the light of shine,
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 let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine,
journey and his call to preach to the Gentiles. Thank you, Anthony and Uncle Jonathan, for teaching us this year. We had a lot of fun.
Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death.
Joshua 1:9. Having I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Neither be afraid, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
John 15:12-13. This is my command, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Mark 16:15. And said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
The song that we're going to sing is called Bigger Than Any Mountain, and I really like the words because it says that God is bigger than all our problems, trials, and mountains that we face.
sea, bigger than all confusions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than I can or cannot see. Bigger than all the giants of fear and unbelief. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my hang-ups, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see.
The next song we're going to sing, as was mentioned, we study about the life of Paul. And one thing that you'll see if you follow through the life of Paul is that his whole life was lived as a servant and as a method of praise to the Lord. He didn't try to take any glory on himself. His life was lived for the glory of the Lord. So the song that we're going to sing next is a song praising the Lord. It's actually in Bangla. And the essence of the words are, Lord, we praise you. Jesus, we sing to you.
Tomar prashongsha, tomar prashongsha kori. Tomar prashongsha, tomar prashongsha kori. Jishu trano kori, Jishu trano kori, Jishu trano kori, Jishu trano kori. Tomar prashongsha, tomar prashongsha kori. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
And it's a lot of hard work invested in that. Thank you very much, all you teachers, for giving so much this past about 3 weeks, I guess. It was a blessing to me. Thank all of you again for being here. We had a very good time together. The offering, the money from the offering, is going to Bibles for China. If you get CAM's newsletter, you might have noticed that with their program, they have the capability to put a Bible in a believer's hands in China for $1.60. Yeah, incredible, I think. Our total offering came to $2,407.60. That translates to 1,504 Bibles. Or another way to put it would be we had an average attendance of 89 students, which would translate into each student giving approximately 17 Bibles. So thank you very much. There was immense generosity there and some great fundraisers, specifically for this project, and I applaud that effort. All right, I will turn the time over to the ministers this time.